Together, we are Ash Friendly.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steele Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to just talk about, I guess, a struggle what people, a lot of people struggle with, about being something that they already have. So if you want to be an inspiration, you already are that. It's just a level of like inspiration that you want to give, or the validation that you're looking for. When I ask people, or I'm going to look at my life and saying, do I look successful? They could probably say no. Well, I have no kids. I have about to sell my car. I have no house. I have no money. I have a lot of good old friends from my past, from like 30, 40 years ago. A great relationship with my family members. Great relationship with everyone else around me. But most people think I'm a failure. Most people think that I'm a loser. Because I haven't done anything. I've only failed at every twist and turn or certain situation that I've done. Failed at fashion, but I sold my company. Failed at owning a moving company. I just didn't want it. Failed at a lot of other things. College, school, like I was never good at school. Failed at sports, always came in last. But that's to the people that value things of an ego world. Or people that need validation of being successful. Or people that need, like, oh, what kind of things do you have? I don't really have anything. I have nice clothes, I have my artwork, and I have Ash Friendly. That's it. I don't really know what to tell people when I say that to them. Or even care what they think, whether or not I'm successful. Because I know in my heart of hearts, I already am successful. People always look for me for answers. People always want my support. Whenever I leave the room, people decide that they miss me and they need to come back. I need to come back to them to be around them. If people need motivation to go and do something, they call me because they know that if I'm going to do it, they'll go with me. If I'm looking at it more or less about, well, I really just don't know what to tell people half the time when I'm not trying to compare against what they have, or my, what's your status, or where do you belong? Like, I don't really belong anywhere. I belong on earth, I belong with God, and I'm following my path best way that I can. But I don't need validation from them saying that I'm successful or that I'm living a rich, full life. A lot of people would love to live my life, they've said, and they always tell me, more people in the world need to be like you. So thank you. But they know who I am. Some with no means, no nothing, no resources, just basically trying to survive. Let them do that on a day-to-day basis. So when I'm saying you already are that inspiration. You already are that successful. You just don't know it, or you're just looking for validation in the wrong way. Look at what you have. Let's say you have nothing. You have no friends. You have no family. You have no money. You have no job. No way to get a job. And you have no car. How are you getting around? So you're at that brink of being homelessness. Brink of being lost. But what you do have is a paper clip, a pencil, and maybe some paper. Maybe a couple clothes on your back. Who knows? But that's a start. And all you need to do is find some person to help you out, to take you in and give you food. Now you have food and water. Now you have shelter for a little while. So now you got food and water. Now you can look around for to find something what you're looking for, whether it's just steady employment to have a little more money or start being creative and creating your way out of it. Finding a way to find side hustles and then make money if you're really that interested. Or just to find yourself. And people look at you like, what the heck? Why am I bitching and complaining? This guy's got nothing. He's happy as anything. Why am I complaining? I got everything in the world, and this guy's got maybe a job call tomorrow. Maybe they'll take him. Maybe not. But it's a start. What do you mean you have all the time in the world? Well, go see all the art that's in your town. Go see the beautiful scenery in your area. Just go live in the moment for the time that you can, because you're never going to get this time back. It's not going to be the same situation. And people will love it. Man, I wish I could be like you. Man, I wish I didn't have to work 9 to 5. Wish I didn't have kids. Wish I didn't have this. But they look at you as being free. Free from obligations. If you're looking at people that have been successful and have all this stuff but don't have friends, family, people that care about them, then I don't know what to tell them. Because that's something that I never chase, and I don't know how they feel. I try to help them a little bit away along the way, but they just somewhat get lost. Because their money or their job is their identity and is their way of feeling important. So you can't really take that away from them, because then they just would be meaningless. What are they going to do? They're not good at having friends. They're not good at family members. They're not good at giving back to the poor. But I'm really great at shooting a bull. I'm really great at being a doctor. I'm really great at whatever that is that they're doing. But they already are the inspiration. They already have it. A lot of people look up to them. And they see you walking by of like, getting the accolades and achievements and awards and stuff like that that a lot of people will never have. I'll never get an, I don't know if I'll ever get an award or even being thankful. Like, yeah, you did it. Do what, man? No one can see all the work that I do. No one can even comprehend it. So I don't really need their validation. But people look up to me. I inspire people to be better, to do the right thing, to be kind, to be sweet, to find ways that to communicate with other human beings that's a really thoughtful way, instead of being lashing out at them and yelling and screaming at them because they're in their way or being too slow or rude to them. Find out for yourself. Ask around if you want to. But no, you don't need their validation to make sure that you're a good person or that you're doing the right thing. You just need to just keep focusing on you, your self-esteem, your charisma, your skills, whatever it is that you want to work on, and whatever it is you're trying to work on. Focus on that. And the people around you will work with you and give you the things and make you feel that you're important. But you have to feel important first. You have to feel that you're needed and you're wanted, because yourself needs you. You need to brush your teeth. You need to take a shower. You need to get up every day. You need to make your bed. You need to like do all these things. And then yourself and your being is like, ah, I'm taking care of myself. Now I can go take care of someone else. Now I can go figure out what I want to do and take more care of myself. Step by step. And then when people see you and see your disability or see your age gap or your gender gap or whatever it is that's holding you back, like, man, like, guy doesn't even know his own gender, and he's out there crushing it. He's out there finding if he is this or if he's that. There's this other guy that's like disabled, and he's out grinding trying to find work, and everyone turned him down because nobody has got rid of DEI programs, but he's still grinding. I gotta give it to that man. That's his prison, but you're not gonna see it. That's the point I'm trying to make. Be the person you want to be now. Be it right now. Don't wait. Don't talk about it. Do it right now. And then people will see that, and then you'll feel that inspiration. You'll feel the love you have, other people have for you. You'll feel the respect. You'll feel the understanding that you're going to get. When you walk in, you're like, maybe you look a little different than everyone else. You're like, I don't know what that is. But they'll still give you the respect, because you're respecting yourself. You're respecting others. You're doing what you need to do to feel the way you want to feel. You can feel important. They're not going to like come poop on you. If you want to feel the you know, like a loser and this and that. Well, treat yourself like a loser, and everyone else will just, well, that person's a loser. He said it. I might as well just treat him that way. Because everyone reacts to you and what you'll tolerate, the boundaries, this and that. Because the same thing I have with certain friends in my life that I can't see them that much because of their boundaries and the restrictions of who they are, of being respectful. And some of my friends don't like reality, but that's all I am. Reality. Why they like me, I have no idea. But they know I'm all about reality. I don't like to twist the truth. I don't like to be something I'm not. I don't like fake food. I don't like doing anything else. But if it's real, then yeah, I'm all about it. Did you do the right thing? Yep. All right. Well, you're still in trouble. That's okay. You did the right thing. Still respect that. And that's how it happens. So you may feel lonely. You may feel like you have no one. You may feel there's no end in sight. You may feel that there's no options. They're there. You just can't see them yet. Just remember that. Everything's right there in front of you. You just can't see it yet. And you gotta wait and work on yourself until you can. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening as always. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment, love animals, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.